morning.
Morning, Chief.
Why are you gay?
Who says I'm gay?
You are gay.
Hi, my name is Abiola Dragbimi, and I'd like to welcome you to my podcast. Hi, what's up? My name is Abiola Dragbimi, and I want to welcome you to another episode of the podcast. If you are new here, this is season 7 of the podcast. This means that we've been going on for 7 freaking seasons, right?
I didn't say 7
seasons of consistency. Please, where is my accolade? Because not just me, right? Because the podcast is beyond me. It's also you. If you join in season 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, and 7, shout out to you. And if this is your first time listening to the podcast, I feel like if you give us about 5 to 10 minutes, we would convince you, because it's not me, it's beyond myself. And I want us to talk about a few things as well. Today's conversation is a rather sensitive one, and for folks that are not new yet, you know that in the first 5 minutes I used to ask like I have sense for the new people so that they'll not run anywhere. Then we'll go into the conversation. But today we're talking about a conversation that it is dreaded on this part of the world. It's never talked about. And I feel like as the podcast that we are, because what we stand for is talking about certain controversial conversations that are never talked about. I feel if we don't do it, we're not what we stand for. I'm sure you've seen it. You've seen the topic already. Talking about homosexuality and its stance in this country, right? And I brought in a very professional person. You can see from our stance that this person means business, but we know that behind the camera.
Am I really professional?
You can try to be.
Okay. Hi. Hello, everyone. My name is Tipsy, and as Adria said, quote unquote, professional.
All right. So we have we're talking about homosexuality, so I just want to put a prior notice. A number of things are going to be said on this particular episode that it might be against the norm, or you might not subscribe to it. You want to apologize in advance. If you like your mind questioned, you like your reality questioned, you like to explore multiple ideas on a particular conversation, I feel like you should stick around. But if you think that you're very rigid about the sexuality talk, it's entirely fine if you step away, right? Because we're gonna shake some tables. Hell, we're gonna break some tables. You understand the vibe? Enough said, let's get into it. Today, what even led to us talking about this particular conversation? Was it? Yeah, I had a personal experience, and if you stick around, I'll give you the gist.
I want to hear it.
You'll hear it eventually. I'd been getting moved to. Alright, and you know you pull. Okay, where you pull both genders. No, it's actually it was a lady's thing.
Nah, if it was a lady that actually said this, fine. Yeah. But for a guy,
I know he's...
it's what you're saying is, you are doing something that is attracting.
Oh, I don't know
the same gender. So what exactly are you doing?
I'm sorry.
Are you
shaking
your butt? Or are you telling them, I'm carrying?
I am the most masculine person. I'm not.
No, you're not actually.
I know. I don't. But I don't believe I am a.
But yeah, you know, it's not like you give signs of being.
Yeah, right. For the longest, I like to say that I love
women
and teenagers. I was going to say, but I was like, oh yeah, I'm on YouTube too. So, but yeah, I think we're being real on this podcast. So, I am a straight man in Nigeria, Lagos, Nigeria. And now that that's out of the way, let's get into the podcast. Mm-hmm. A couple of things need to be said before we go into it. One of which I think you should know that here in Nigeria, homosexuality is kind of banned. I'm guessing a static, which okay, I think that's fine. Sorry about that. Here in Nigeria, homosexuality is still considered a crime, and from wherever you're watching or wherever you're listening, and maybe it's a normal thing, I want you to realize that there's a penalty for as an homosexual in Nigeria. As much as it might be commercial, people might be talking about it, I just need to say that it is still a crime. And on to this episode, opinions that are talked about are not based on religion or cultural biases, and we're not here to slander anybody's belief system. These are just suggestive measures, and we're not going too deep into it, right? Like I said before, I usually don't have sense, but on this particular episode, I feel like I would be slandered or dragged, so it's better that I protect my reputation. I try to protect my reputation, right?
What reputation are you protecting?
You know, Sabu, where I be for? I'm a star. I'm a star. I'm a rising star. So here are some bullet points, or the bullet points I'll be talking about today. We're going to be talking about the point in which maybe people start to question your sexuality. I've had a couple of unstraight people move. I'm sorry, the sarcasm started to seep in, but I've had a couple of people from other sexuality move to me, and I'll tell you my story. I'm going to talk about how the weirdness in certain shows on certain streaming platforms put in certain characters that I believe are not too necessary, but just because they want to be inclusive, or they want to have an inclusive inclusive movie experience. And lastly, we're going to talk about an anonymous conversation, we basically just shared an anonymous link, and a number of people actually shared a couple of thoughts. Some people actually came out and they were comfortable saying that we should tell their story. So all of these are going to be discussed in today's podcast. If this does not have you hooked by now, just get the hell out of here, man. Anyways, going into it, let me ask you, Tipsy, right? But before we even go into Tipsy, who is Tipsy? Tell me. Let's let our audience meet who Tipsy is now, huh? She's a big woman here in the media space, and I'm trying to make the podcast really professional so that she will bring people on the podcast, big people too.
Oh, what is that supposed to mean?
Because you have not helped, my life. So maybe if I put it out there and I put it on the spot, you will finally say, Adra, I'm not running from you again.
Let's see if I can sum it up. Hi, hello everyone. My name is Tipsy, and I am a show host. That is, I present both on radio and TV. I also run some parts of the music business. I think that would sum it up. Also, I think partially I'm more connected to Adura in a little bit of tech space, because I'm always attacking him in that tech space.
Should I tell them the story?
Not necessary. So yeah, basically a show host and music business.
Social media girl.
I think that's like my corporate part. I don't really like telling people that's what I do. I'm doing it because money is needed.
All right, that's fine. So, quick story. I was at Yaba Radio for a very hot second, and Tipsy was there. And the first time I went to the radio, amazing person brought me onto the radio, Jonathan, and it was just telling me about the radio, went on air that day, onboarded me, and there was this person that was just disturbing me and making, was like, don't be gentle, you know what you're doing, like, you know that you're pretending. I'm like, first of all, like, who is this man be that is stressing my life? I just met you, bro, what's the problem? But it turned out that she's cool people. We've gone out so many times. With consent, of course, to the Alga, because I need to say this thing. Right, but that's how I met Tipsy. Fast forward to now, we're having a podcast. Mm-hmm. Enough said. Have you ever questioned your sexuality?
No.
How can you be so sure?
I'm 100%
how
sure.
Can you be so sure?
Because I would say I found my person quite young and grown with the person, so I've never had the reason or a reason to actually question my sexuality.
I wish I had started the conversation with, why are you gay?
Who told you I'm gay?
You are gay.
I'm not gay.
but yeah, that makes so much sense. However, I want to believe that as young people, questioning things are kind of our thing, where we question things that seem to be existential. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're questioning karma that has been in existence from the dawn of time simply because of you have not lived long enough to see this other thing happen, right? So if you are questioning something as existential as karma, questioning religion, sexuality, moral, I think is a very is pale in comparison to some of these things. So yeah, personally, have I ever questioned my sexuality? I think the idea of not being with a guy, but just the idea of just thinking about it has brushed my head. Just the idea.
So you've thought about it, that's not what you're saying?
No. Okay, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. But I don't think it's a bad thing to think. We consider a ton of things that we don't actually do. So yeah.
But, you know, I like how you actually said the truth. You've thought about it as a guy. I think a lot of guys will actually think about it, even though they always go off as, nah, I'm not into that and all of that. But there's something that I like to say. I want to speak from the female angle now. Okay. That's the females. When I mean females, I don't mean transgender. I'm talking about females. The ones born with, you know. So most of us who went to, boarding school in secondary school, one way or the other, you've had to try something with another female. Trust me. Either by touching breasts or touching one thing. I don't know. Am I cool to say?
Yeah,
you know, touching each other's privates and all of that, and seeing if you're comfortable with it, and you know, you just move on. Like I said, it's something that almost every boarding student has actually tried one way or the other.
Can I just say that I have this notion, it's a personal bias, but I think to myself a lot, talk to myself actually a lot, and I have this personal bias that I think by innate, I'll be innately speaking, every lady is bi.
One way or the other. Yes.
Because, you know, ladies are, and this is no news, are often in touch with their emotions, in touch with their bodies, are comfortable around each other's bodies, that at one point, the thought would not just have passed through your head. Because it is going to be weird to see two guys naked in an enclosed space, even if nothing is happening. But a lady would say, oh, no.
It's always comfortable to sit around a lady naked.
So, if you are seeing, I mean, I'm a guy, and I know that seeing that you admire such creativity. A lot to blow about. That means God is good, and, you know, the creativity is just so, it's creativity. Do you understand?
So what are you trying to say?
I'm just saying that I think, I'm of the opinion and of the notion that at one point, it's not just going to be a passing thought for certain ladies. It's going to be a constant thing that have happened up until when they decided that, oh, this is what I want to do.
So there's something, I don't know if I should expose myself, but when I was in secondary school, I did actually try to, or should I say, an approach was made to me, and I tried it. I tried to go a little bit off the regular friendship with another girl, but I found that it wasn't my thing. And I was grossed out, like extremely grossed out. That was when I realized, it's not my thing. Although I do admire people who, you know, still keep up with it, but I mean, you know, it's nice to actually be attracted to the opposite gender. It's just much more better.
So I should say that while, like I said earlier on, this thing is considered a crime here in Nige,
yeah,
we have communities of LGBTQ around, and we had a conversation about other sexualities a couple of seasons back, and it was an interesting conversation where I got to know about the term called ferns and stems, people that are, you know, cross outfits, cross dressers, and some other things. That it was very enlightening for me, even on the spot. Because
are cross dressers considered? Are they supposed to be in the LGBT community?
So at this day and age that we are in, talking about anything sexuality other than the regular heterosexuality you could come after. So I just want to believe that. I want to leave that word to itself. I just don't try, because he could say something and somebody just comes up at you that you are derogating them as a human being.
It's not derogating them. It's not even bringing them down at all. if, you know, you're coming out as a crossdresser, you are a crossdresser. If you're coming out as gay, who likes to be a crossdresser, that is what you are. I mean, let's use our popular James Brown. He, you know, he has repeatedly come out to say, I am not gay. I'm just a crossdresser. And people have, you know, just because he chooses to go all fully, in fact, it's practically his business now. People always tell him, oh, he's gay, but he's not. I mean, there was one time he posted one guy as his boyfriend. We all know that's a publicity stunt. He is not gay. He has repeatedly said it is a crossdresser. So I feel like Nigerians still don't understand the LGBTQ community at all.
So what do you think pushes someone to question their sexuality?
You know, earlier on, before we started recording, so somebody here mentioned it being a part of the gene, which is something I always tell people. It's the same way your body, your mind is curious. It's, for me, I classify it as curiosity, because curiosity kills the cat. If you're curious enough to know, I want to see, I want to try this out, and then, like I always say, something will always influence you. Yeah. It's just the same way with smoking or drinking. You want to know how it feels. And then you go out to a party and you see everybody, you know.
Let's try it out.
Let me try it out. And if you like it, you stick to it. If you don't, you stop. So curiosity is what I feel, you know, just the curious mind to see if how it is, how it feels like. I mean, a lot of girls out there have actually tried to see if they could actually do it, and they eventually don't. Yeah. When they try it out, I don't like it. It's not as good as, you know.
I do believe that social media has a part.
Social media, television, everything. The media especially has a lot of influence on homosexuality, a lot.
Let's talk about television.
In fact, it makes people think that they are actually gay when they are not.
Yes. This is so perfect, because now we have folks like effeminate men, we have tomboy that ladies that just feel comfortable
in dressing a certain way, you know,
and people then are quick to say, oh, this person is not in this sexual category, that this person is. And by growing up, funny how I still kind of have some sort of affection to tomboys for some reason.
I mean, growing up, I used to be a tomboy. When I mean, it was studying human kinetics in the lab would always want to make you be a tomboy, because you'd have to keep up with shorts and shirts, and I practically was always wearing big shirts and shorts. People called me tomboy, and I was like, whatever you feel. I mean, I had a boyfriend. You literally see me with a boyfriend, and you still call me tomboy. Some girls even approach me, and I'm like, come on, girl. You see me with a boy. I'm not. So it's just the whole, what's the word? They just push everything together in one month.
So you mentioned something earlier on that...
Television?
The gene side of things.
Yeah, the gene side of things. It's why I say the curiosity of the mind and the body. Same way, growing up, my curiosity made me put fire on my skin to see if it was going to burn.
Say that. Was it after Avatar came out or before Avatar came out?
I was quite young. I think I was 3. I literally went to where there was fire, and I put it on my stomach, and I was like, and it burned, and I ran away, and I went to tell my mom, well, mommy, fire burned to me. I was like, I've been warning you. But I didn't take the warning, because I felt she was just being a parent, until I tried it out. And I said, oh, okay, I'm good.
So I saw this particular survey on the internet a couple of weeks back, that our minds, or a child's mind, is fully formed at age 28, which means that a ton of people that think that they know what they know or know what they are, they didn't even near that conclusion.
Exactly.
And a number of things actually causes people to believe that they're not a sexuality or a form or a type of, they're not into a sexual bracket. One of the reasons, and this I discovered from the survey I carried out, anonymously of course, someone said that the reason why she's gay is she had a traumatic experience
having sex.
No. So like, she got molested growing up.
Okay.
And that kind of birthed some sort of hatred to the other about gender. And genuinely, I started to, it put some things in perspective, because I was like, oh, this makes sense. You had an experience that kind of scarred you, and you did not want to feel this way again, so you feel at home with the other gender. I understood that. So I think that's one of the things that also causes people to start to question sexuality.
But then, to throw your point off, sometimes you can also still get molested by the same gender. I mean, I have had people who tell me their stories about another same gender molesting them. And just because they're the same gender, you know, people don't take you serious. It's, you know, it goes both ways.
And not to even bring in, you know, gender wars into this, but when a guy would tell you he was molested, and a lady would tell you she was molested, a levity is taken towards the guy's side of things, because they look at you like,
how? That's the first thing, how?
But you don't victim blame, it just happens.
It just happens. I mean, a lot of guys out there have, just because they would not tell you doesn't mean they've not experienced it.
I've had people close to me talk about it, and it was unreal, because I was like, but it was like, I don't think you get over things like that till you die.
Now, there's something I say, people don't forget trauma, they just shut it off.
They shrug it down, deep down somewhere.
Exactly. So it's like shutting a part of your memory. So basically, you can't remember what has happened within that period of time, no matter how much, except something brings it back.
It becomes repressed.
Exactly. So I don't know. I feel like, you know, all this we're doing, we're saying back and forth, influence is one of the major roles that is making people feel like they can question their sexuality.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm going to say, you know, it also falls back to being transgender.
Okay, explain.
I know a lot of people will come for me for this, but here's two theories. One, you're becoming a female to, you know, date a female. What's the point of that? I mean, I don't understand it anymore. Or as a guy or as a girl, you're becoming a guy to date a guy. So, you know, aside from this, is, I don't know how to put it more, but it has a lot of influence, especially from the social media. Let me use Nigeria as a buttress point. We are looking too much on TikTok and seeing a lot of
Western
culture and thinking we cannot incorporate it into our own world. Let me be honest with you, no matter how much you try it, you're still going to be looked upon as weird, as what is going on. So if you want to try it, I advise go there. Because no matter how much you try to practice it here, in fact, 90% of guys who are gay will tell you they've been beaten up multiple times. Because our world doesn't want to understand it. They still say it as wrong. So, I don't know. Personally, too much social media, too much television. We're still going to fall back to television, especially because of our kids. But too much social media can corrupt you. I mean, it's good, but it can corrupt you.
I also believe that one of the reasons why people go into same-sex relationship or just questioning their sexuality in general is a concept that is commonly known in today's world as shege.
Shege.
Yes.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
You know, you've seen shege from the opposite gender so much that you're like, you know what? I feel like as a lady, I am comfortable in my own skin. Why can't I just find another lady who is also comfortable and maybe it works? Right, I think that also is another factor in which people question their sexuality. Off the top of my head, there's also factors like environmental factors, the whole, you know, same sex school, prison of the same. You know, I'm sure you've heard of the quote, "Don't drop the soap." So that also influences people questioning their sexuality. Now, she mentioned something earlier on about TV. And I feel like let's start to talk about it, right? A friend of mine, really good friend of mine, mm-hmm. close friend of mine, talked about you know, sexuality, or when is it right to have the sex talk with your children, or how do we when do we start to open children up to the whole sexuality conversation? And you know, it was what birthed this conversation, really. And I was like, you know, I saw a movie, it was called Lock, I think it's on Hulu.
Yeah.
And there was certain characters and certain, it was really cartoon. And, you know, they were encouraging same-sex relationship, they were encouraging transgender, they were encouraging. And I start to wonder that and this is very, very, very true with Netflix as well, mm-hmm. as to how, in an attempt to be inclusive, because every story writer, every playwright, every screenplay wants to have everybody included in the storyline.
It's not necessary.
I feel like minorities often have more power. There's a psychology behind it, like the power in the minority. If you're a minority, you have more say, because people look at you as a minority. I'd want to. So as a minority within a minority, which is, say, black gay people, right, you could be listened to, and they feel like if you don't include them, that could have a ripple effect in the movie, and you know, debacle the entire movie. So they try so much to put in everything inclusively, but it starts to get to a point in which it becomes very, very annoying. You see a Netflix character that is entirely useless, but just because of they want to put a gay person or a transgender person.
I mean, you know, sometimes you don't really need to get too emotional, whether you're a minority or not. It's just like, you know, Scooby-Doo. They're about to make, I've forgotten the girl's name.
Daphne?
Yeah, the one that...
is it the cheerleader or the nerd?
The nerd.
That's
the one Shaggy
that says, attracted to. That says Jinkies. No, is it Diane? Is that?
Know what? Her name has escaped. But Shaggy's crush in, you know, Scooby-Doo is about to be turned into gay. I mean... What's going on?
That's a childhood gem right there. Why would you ruin it?
Sometimes, you know, honestly, we just get too emotional with whatever it is that we are trying to stand up for. Because talking about TV networks, I can't even let my future kid access television or internet anymore without my consent, without my supervision. Imagine you go to Netflix, you want to watch a cartoon, and then the next thing you're saying is a girl and a girl kissing, or a guy and a guy hugging, and then
and you know,
the child comes to you.
They do it in the most subtle way, like two animals that are, or two characters, like two toys that are like guys, and they bring them together, and you see them, you know, showing all sorts of affections, and I'm like...
I mean, the popular one from Toy Story, the astronaut, remind me his name.
Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear. The captain, the female captain, literally married a female officer, and then she had a child, a daughter, which I'm, you know, you guys, they put this into the cartoons and don't give proper explanation, then your kids will come to you. I mean, I've had cousins and my godkids, hi, auntie, I don't understand, you know, they taught us reproduction in school, so how is it? You're giving me headache now. Please.
I mean, how would you feel?
What do you want me to explain?
Let me ask you a question. Or maybe I'll leave this to the end. Or let me just say it now so that we can address it at the end. How would you feel if your child tells you that he's attracted to folks of the same sex?
They don't even understand what they are attracted to.
Hold the answer. We'll talk about it eventually. But let's get back to this TV thing. Right. I'm sure you are aware. If you're not aware, June is the Pride Month. And every brand...
My birthday month? I'm not even aware of this. Why?
June is the Pride month. If I'm wrong, please confirm.
It's supposed to be July.
Is it June or July?
I think it's July.
Can you please help us confirm? So, I believe it's June. Because, now, I'll give you an example. Big brands now want to hop on it for the sake of a PR. It becomes a PR stunt. Because
it's a PR stunt.
It's a minority. And they know that... These minorities are going to talk about, oh, their solidarity with this brand.
I'll give you an example. Even pretenders.
I'll give an example, Figma. June. Correct.
It's true.
Figma had has a loader that's typically white, but for the month of June,
yeah,
it was rainbow color. Now they didn't want it to be obvious by the end of June to take it off. So they left it into like late July. And then I was like, maybe it's a feature that's gonna stay. I saw that it was black and white again.
They've ruined the rainbow color flag everything for me, because basically rainbows, I can't even wear anything rainbow now.
You get
before people start saying, oh, LGBTQ. Nah.
Now I said that I'd be moved towards the guy. So I'll give you, I think I'll be moved twice. One,
tell us your account.
I'm not talking about the first one.
I want
one.
To hear it.
I'm not talking about the first one.
Okay.
But the good. Second one, right, I hope he doesn't see it, because it's like,
he's still going to see it.
I've known this person a long time. That's what makes it weird, because it wasn't like a stranger, right? I know that this guy is effeminate. And I claim him every time that, bro, don't bring this to me. Don't tell the.
Like, but he decided to test you, you know.
And he still is, actually. He was like, oh yeah, I think I posted a picture, a couple of pictures on my socials, and he's like, oh, I really like you. Da, 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 da.
He said like, that.
And I was like, in my mind, I'm like, nah, it's joking. So I was like, bro, just a joke, stop him. Because like, you know, as we would, because like I said, he's a family member to one of the people that I grew up with. I literally went to the same secondary school, so he helped me with my accommodation in my earliest days in university. And he was like, oh, Adora, you know, I like you, da, 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 da. And I was like, at first I thought he had been saying it in university that me and you go see.
Well, you didn't get any points.
Yeah, I did.
You didn't get any points.
In which he would have guys over and he would tell me to leave, because I typically was at his place, and he would have guys over from, say, outside of state, because we studied in university in Abeokuta, and we have guys come over from Lagos.
And they ask you to leave.
And he asked me to leave, and I'm like, he's a guy, why can't we just all crash together? And he's like, no, can. So in my head, I'm like, maybe you want to make your guy feel special or anything. So me, I'll just leave.
But you didn't. How young were you not to get the point?
Anyway, I don't know now. I'm not saying he's gay for sure. Right, I'm just saying that.
He told you he liked you, know, yes, so.
A number of times, and
I mean, in this time and age, I like you. It's not just I like you anymore. So basically, that's that.
So, what about you? Have you had
multiple times?
Tell us about it.
It's now, I don't see that as anything new anymore, because every single girl, do I give off any stored energy? Or sugar mommy energy or sugar yes, girl no, energy. Yes, do I? Yes, no, because no. Honestly,
look at me.
Some girls.
Look at me.
What's that supposed to
mean? You know the joke, right?
All right. So some girls would actually approach me and say hi, and then they'll probably like talk to me and everything. And then I start getting the moves and signs, and I'd be like, oh no, babes, I'm not into that. There was a funny time I, you know, kind of got high with you my friends. Don't use my name. So yeah, I went out with my friends, like some girlfriends, and apparently there's this girl that has been my friend that has been asking me out. She's, you know, body wise she's skinny, like really skinny, and she knows I'm not really into skinny people, and she literally told me she went to gain weight
for you
just for me to look at her. And I'm like, wrong number, because I like
say it.
I like the penis. It's nice. Yeah. Everything about it is beautiful. It's God's work. So why would I leave what I have as well? Come on. And you know, the idea that they feel like they shouldn't, you know, first off, being a lesbian and getting approached by a lesbian, it's not as weird as it is as a guy when you're being approached by a guy. To be honest, you feel weirded out. You feel gross.
Yeah.
But as a girl,
can we talk about the bias? How?
Yeah.
We
you cannot fight the bias. It's always going
to. We like girl on girl, but we hate girl on guy. Yeah.
A lot of guys would watch girls make out. But when they see their fellow guy doing that, they will kill the two of them.
Because sometimes there's an unspoken bro code where if you say something that is kind of related to gay.
I say homo.
No homo. You have no to end. Homo. If you don't end that statement with no homo, nah. I think it started from Riley in Boondocks. If you've seen Boondocks, you have to like end it with like, oh, like, bro, I love you. No homo, though.
I mean, if you watch Family Guy a lot, you'd see a lot of references there, and it's going to make you question a lot of things. It's going to make you question a lot of things, especially in Family Guy, Rick and Morty is something you guys should watch if you're really into the no sexuality kind of thing. So, you know, no homosexuality here. I mean, I support you guys, but don't bring it close to me, okay? Except you want to get blasted.
So earlier on in the podcast, I said I was a heavy homophobe. A couple of seasons ago, 2-3 seasons ago, my final year in university, I remember saying that I'm starting to learn that people are people and people have their preferences.
Same way you have your preferences by being a homophobic person.
I'm just saying that while I might not accept it for myself, people that
you're not gonna, you know, go around disturbing people.
Yeah, I wouldn't, because you are still a human being at the end of the day and your sexuality is just one part of you. I do strongly, however, believe that choosing to be not the way God intended me to be, and I said I wasn't going to go into religion, but the biology states that there's a certain way to things. There was no flaw. So you questioning some things such as your sexuality or doing something, I feel like it's you saying that, oh, you know what, Sky Daddy, I know you brought me as a guy, but I want to be a girl. So doctors, let's... And I think it was an advancement in technology, although there's like a biblical reference of how there had been, you know, gay folks back in the day. I mean
Sodom and Gomorrah,
right? And I just believe that there's a natural that things, call me conventional, call me conservative as much as you want, I just want to believe that it's natural that things. Also, have you seen titties?
Boobs.
Have you?
I mean, boobs.
As a guy, have you? I know.
Small,
no.
Big.
Do you know that sound?
It's live.
So breast, apple breast. My brother, we try.
See, right? I don't know what. There's this saying I always go by. And actually, it's not my going by. It's my husband's. And he always say.
Oh, yeah, she's married, by the way.
He would say, boom, boom is life. And I said, what type? He said, the one that comes with boobs.
that's actually very, very,
you know, sure. I mean
right.
Okay, we're gonna have to
all right let's no it stays but let's move on. Okay. So like I said earlier on, if you've stuck around so far, shout out to you on, you know, YouTube or whatever platform you're listening from. Kind of do me a favor before we go into the anonymous story that I said we'll talk about. At least take a screenshot and share on your social media platform to propagate the word. If you like this, or you know of anybody that has given you some sort of homophobic vibe at one point, or you felt like this person is kind of gay, or this person, you know, just some type of way, or you just want your friends to be in on the conversation, you want to have a conversation around this, please just take a screenshot and share on your social media. You could share your thoughts and preferences as well on your WhatsApp status, or your Instagram story, and on your Twitter timeline. Of the Snapchat too, there's a ton of other social media platforms that yeah, we have TikToks as well, so you can do that across board. Enough said, let's go into the survey I had, and I want to read, so permit me, I want to read the number of these things. So yeah, this person came to me and I you know, said the what is it called, the anonymous stuff, and she was like, she is gay and she knows that not to be a phase anymore, that she got molested as a child earlier on, and right now she's into girls, and her parents are bishops. Her dad is a bishop, and she came out to her dad earlier this year, and while they do still believe that it's a phase, she thinks it's something that is, they have to learn to live with, right? And how would that goes back to the question that I asked earlier, how would you feel when, if your child tells you that, oh, hey mom, I think I am gay?
You know that TikTok video where they say, yeah, why? that's I think that's
come on,
my
come on, don't do that.
I'm gonna slap the gay out of him. Because he's not actually gay, so she's not actually, she's just thinking about it. I will tell you the, if you're a girl, I'll tell you the reason why you should stick with Prince. If you're a boy, I'm gonna tell you why you should stick with
Prince. So another person here says that, oh, she used to question her sexuality, especially when she had vivid dreams of being girls.
Vivid dreams
of being with girls in, you know, in the dream. That she realized that it was still the same pleasure that she got from being a guy. But is it though?
Like, it's not the same pleasure.
Okay, let me finish this and I'll ask a question.
I don't know, you guys. I'm just...
I'll finish this and ask a question, right? So I was like, oh, how do I dance? Because I asked her that, how would you say that you are finally selecting your sexuality? And she was like, when a woman makes you moan that you can never be the same again, that it's just that she's actually bad, right? Now my question is this: for gay women, do you, for lesbians, are you turned on when you see other ladies naked? One, then why are you using a dildo if you're a lesbian?
I think honestly, for me personally, what my fantasies and thoughts would be is women have very high libido. Trust me. In as much as guys are always classified as horny dudes, females are the horniest set of species on earth, honestly. So the reason why I feel like they accept the female sex and they always claim it's better is because the libido matches itself, each other.
What is the limit of it? Because some of us don't want
sexual urge.
Okay.
Like being horny. Like it's not as a guy, once you go on, do your strokes, you come, you're fine. As a girl, nah. She's still way up there. So you need to take her up to the
sky.
That's why I say that, you know, the female, it's because their sexual libido or their libido matches themselves. That's why they feel like they're able to continue and get to the climax of what they want.
So another person said that, the person doesn't question their sexuality. They just do what makes them happy.
Yeah, I have a feeling that this person is just having fun.
So now in today's world, we have pronouns.
Your pronoun. Because honestly, I know with the career I chose, I am at a limit to say some things, but I'm just gonna go with what I see is what I will address you as. I hope that clears everything up. What I see you as is what I will address you as. You correcting me is your business. I can correct it in documentation, but when I see you, what I'm seeing you as is what I'm addressing you as. So, except you have like three heads on your body, that's when I'll call you them or they. So.
Right, but you know how the these pronouns are a very sensitive conversation on social media. People are.
There's no sensitive about it. Let me be honest with you. People are just sometimes too emotional. Let's be logical about it. Let's have common sense. If you're gay, you're gay. If you're not, you're not. If you are transgender, fine. If you're transphobic, fine. Now, as a transphobic person or somebody who is transphobic, just wants you to understand that do your thing, don't bring it to my side. That's what all they're trying to say. I don't like it when people who are gay and doing their LGBT thing start pushing it to your face that, oh, you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to, you know, support it, whether you like it. Nigga, respect yourself, because I feel like you slap if you bring and call me. I don't tell you.
Right, but I think the minorities like to, or a lot of minorities, like I said earlier, there's a ton of power in minorities, and they want you to be a part of the community. Basically, on social media these days, if you're not with them, you are against them. And I'm like, I just want
to be. You can be neutral.
I just want to be. I'm not trying to
force me to do anything.
Around your truth or anything, I'll do it, except if you are, never mind.
Because you get the joke, that's going straight.
We're going to talk about how I really feel like I shouldn't mention this, but somebody called Bad Habit is somebody who has taught me to shut my mouth up. Let me put it that way. I used to be somebody who voiced my opinion about, hey, you shouldn't be gay, it's wrong, you know what you mean. And then he just educated me and made me realize humans are humans. There's no perfect human and there's no imperfect person. Everybody has flaws. So humans are humans. So if you are gay, I respect you. I mean, thumbs up, peace, whatever.
Just don't bring it to my
good
side.
Luck. Sha, don't bring it to my side. I just keep repeating this thing. Don't bring it to my side.
So
because I can't land in jail because of it.
Here's a reality check. As much as I hate to admit it, homosexuality is here to stay.
It is.
The LGBT communities.
LGBT. What if they ask? What if they add S to it?
S, what is the S for?
Straight.
No, no, we don't want to be associated.
LGBTQ plus S.
But I think
crazy.
I think we should have done education. L means lesbian, B means bisexual, C means transgender, Q means queer, Q or whatever.
That brings me to it. What is the queer? What is that queer there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because
yeah, I don't know. I'm always confused. But people wait to be themselves.
And then some people call themselves non-binary.
Ah, it means that they don't see as themselves as any gender. So,
are you even a gay?
But do you realize that there are 72 genders? 72 genders.
72. You know, honestly, when you go to buy something online, they ask you male or female. Yes,
right.
When I saw this thing on TikTok where they asked this guy how many genders, he said when archaeologists come to dig up dead bodies in the future,
they will just see tits and ass or
male or female.
Exactly.
So if you identify as cat, spoon, anything you want to identify as, when you want to fill your documents, you are still male or female. I'm going to choose one.
Rich.
You understand?
I was pretty rich.
But I didn't. No, in fact, I want to go for seriousness right now. Sometimes you just, I don't even know what to say because I'm like, how did you wake up one day and decide, oh, you know what? I'm non-binary. I don't identify as any gender. How did they even come up with the word non-binary? I mean, it was in mathematics, for God's sake.
A lady said that she identifies as a dog and she actually walks on all fours. So it's been an amazing conversation so far. Like you said earlier on, this conversation or this episode is not to convince or confuse or force any. This is just a statement of fact. I hope that this gives you perspective as to how to handle some of these things better if you get moved to, or as a parent that you're going to be eventually, if your kid comes to you saying that, oh yeah, I think I'm gay, dad. And
okay, I think we've been too homophobic on this podcast, so let me go as neutral as I can and say this to parents and future parents out there. If your child should come to you and ask you or question their gender and sexuality for you, I mean when I say child, I don't mean from 18 years old, I mean 18 below, and they come to you and question their sexuality and gender, it's quite advisable to look up educational content both on YouTube and on Google to make them understand what the sexuality quote unquote is exactly, and make them understand what gender is and how the gender plays in the society. So moving on from that, make sure they understand the pros and cons of whatever decision they're about or want to take, and you know, let them do their thing. Honestly, no matter how much you want to cage a child or cage somebody, they're still going to break out of it one way or the other.
They know they cage Odogu. They know they cage Burna Boy.
They know they cage Burna Boy.
I know people Burna Boy. You've seen that viral video.
I mean, yeah. So basically.
I also think that if your child comes out to you, first of all, you need to celebrate the child, because most of our kids know so much that we give them credit. And the fact that this person actually told you
means he trusts you.
Means he trusts you, and that you already know. So, Yoruba has this saying, Oluwa ni Soyan. Like,
Na God, the guy.
At the end of the day, you think that you know someone, you are not, the truth has never been further from you. So
I mean, even the parents that pretend to I'm a very, some of them have had thoughts.
Have you heard of white folks, and I say white folks because that's the stereotype that I see, that they get married, they give birth to kids, and then the husband turns and says,
I'm gay. I know, it's no longer new. It's, I mean,
so yeah, like, you're my dad's boyfriend.
Let me be a little bit crazy here. You know how in the States, white folks, quote unquote, are open about it.
Yeah.
Come here to Nigeria and realize how hypocritical we are. I mean, trust me. When I mean hypocritical, I mean older men, men in higher places. I know you know who I'm talking about, the people I'm talking about, people who hold your money and hold this country at hold. Most of them are gay. I mean, there are multiple videos coming out of some of them, and then they pay, you know, press companies and all that to bring them down.
You know this, right? Anyways, thank you so much, Chipsy, for having this conversation. It's been a very chill. I think I can call myself a mature adult now because I can count the number of sarcastic remarks I made, and that's progress. That's progress for me. I mean, right?
Congratulations!
But thank you so much. I'm happy about that.
You're gonna have to throw up the congratulations if I don't get my food. I'm just trying to say it's for people out there. Yeah.
So like I was saying, right? So we have this new thing that we put people on the spot and we have you tell us who you are nominated to be on the podcast. So you're someone that you feel like has not just the influence, but is you see as this person is open-minded enough to be on a type of space like this, and is open to having certain conversations that are quite controversial. Do you have anybody in mind that we can do?
I think multiple people are running through my mind. Please. But I'm just going to mention one, and then that person is going to mention another. I think the one person I'm going to bring is somebody that I feel will be controversial to you as well.
Okay. Name the person.
It's going to be one of your cross-dressers. Yes, so I think I'm not going to mention the person on here.
Is it possible that we can get the person
here? Yeah, the person is, I'm hopeful the person actually gets to come. But yeah, either the cross-dresser I'm thinking about.
I hope they don't come here. Like, they come here, but not come here.
Moving on. one day, I am going to out you. So yeah, I hope this person is able to come. If not, I am nominating the most stupid person and idiotic person that I love, Jonathan. My very good friend.
Our very good friend.
My friend, before your friend.
Hey, it doesn't matter. It's not a matter of competition.
Yeah, he is the most stupid person I've ever met, and he's also one of the persons I love.
We can make that happen.
Yeah, Jonathan, I know you can hear this. You're going to come here whether you like it or not.
All right. Thank you so much for being a part of the podcast. Any sign of remarks, your social media, you want people to reach out to you?
Okay. I don't know why I did that. But yeah, my Instagram is tipsy.ping. That's CIPSY.PING. You can go onto my website to check out what I do about the music business, www.promotesbytipsy.com. And if you want to have a personal conversation or consult anything concerning the media, except anything aside the media,
she's married,
go aside.
Don't message at ungodly hours.
So send me an email at johngrace419@gmail.com.
When I sent, so at one point, let me give you a backstory. At one point, myself and Tipsy worked on one gig. And I sent the client Tipsy's email address. And the person, and the person was like, what? 419? Why?
When I opened the email, I wasn't here in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. And I didn't understand what 419 was. It was just a very random number I thought of and I used. And when I got back here to Nigeria and I found out, it's like 444 in South Africa.
What's 414?
It's like 419. Oh, so basically, you know, I'm stuck with it and I like it. I mean, everything about me is spectacular. My name is Tipsy. My email is 419.
Very, very soon, Tipsy's video will go viral. You don't know the video I'm talking about?
But yeah, it's going to go viral.
I have two of those videos. So long story, I'll give you two. We have two. I'll give you one.
Ah,
Tipsy said that Adra let's not get shot because I've not got shot. I'm like, you can't handle it. Can't.
I hate
she
you.
She was one. She was one that got Tipsy, and I have the video, and I'm not taking it off.
I'm really, really going to. Okay.
When's your birthday again?
Next year, June.
June. I'm gonna post it again.
I don't like.
I have three videos of you.
It's not up to three. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I love you all.
Okay,
I'm gonna conclude.
Am for I not
you.
Gonna
I'm
sign
gonna
out.
Say.
What's my social media?
@DrewAgbemi
_AA.
So remember, work on time and the rest. Also, you can subscribe to the YouTube podcast. Channel and the podcast at the Shake Your Tables podcast.
Alright, so I have a person on YouTube, Abiola Drew Agbemi.
You don't want to know that.
Calm down. I want to announce something grand and spectacular. I am, and I don't know if I was supposed to say that, but I'll be going to YouTube full time soon enough. I'm learning Premiere Pro because it took me months to get it on my PC, but I got it on it, and hopefully I think she watches Space Abiola Drew Agbemi. But the podcast has a person on YouTube at Shaking Tables with AA. Our Instagram is the same at Shaking Tables with AA or Space. If you have any topic suggestions or we say something that you feel like is out of place and you'd like to, question, and we'll have, we're going to read it on the next episode, of course. That is Shaking Tables with AA at gmail.com. If you're a Twitter person, the Star Podcast, the Star STAAR, Star, the Star. Our merch is coming out soon, by the way.
Merch, I have not given us.
Our merch is coming out soon, by the way. So watch the space. I feel like I'm forgetting one last thing. Abiola Drew Agbemi Abiola Drew Agbemi.
Yeah, your name is your starter right now.
Thank you so much for being a part of this. Please like, share, subscribe if you are watching on YouTube. If you find on TikTok, please hit that like button, share with your friends, take a screenshot take a screenshot on your and share with your friends.
Yeah.
Last, at the end of the day, remember that you are a star. Don't stop shining. Have a great one. Cheers.
You guys don't want to know what that don't stop shining is. Love you guys.
Yeah, cheers.